Life was still climbing. Shortly after the divorce. Now I was sure my problems were over, except that I brought me with me. Once alone in a new place, my drinking really took off. I did not have to be a good example anymore. For the first time, I realized that perhaps my drinking was getting a bit out of hand. But I knew you'd drink too if you had my stress, recent divorce, new home, new job, didn't know anyone, and an unacknowledged progressive disease that was destroying me. Finally, I made some friends who drank just as I did. Our drinking was disguised as fishing trips and chili cook-offs, but they were really excuses for week-long binges. After a day's drinking, disguised as softball, I nicked an old woman's fender driving home. Of course, it was not my fault. She pulled out in front of me. That the accident occurred at dusk and I had been drinking since 10 a.m. had nothing to do with it. My alcoholism had taken me to such depths of denial and heights of arrogance that I waited for the police so they'd know it was her fault, too. Well, it didn't take them long to figure it out. Once again, pulled from the car, hands cuffed behind my back, I was taken to jail. But it wasn't my fault. The old broad shouldn't have even been allowed on the road, I told myself. She was my problem. The judge sentenced me to 6 months in Alcoholics Anonymous, and was I outraged. By now I had been arrested 5 times, but all I could see was a hard partier, not an alcoholic. Didn't you people know the difference? So I started going to those stupid meetings and identified myself as an alcoholic so you'd sign my court card, even though I couldn't possibly be an